previously on Cliff and Kendall.
In the enclosed parcel,
okay,
please find the cremated remains of the late Alan.
Alan?
like frequent guest star
Alan? This box is frequent guest star Alan?
Cliff, that's frequent guest star Alan's in that box.
If you like fat guys belching in your face, you're in luck. It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. That you, the listener, are here. We're ready to start the show.
Oh, listeners, we apologize.
Oh, is this thing on, Kendall?
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, today. Today. We're just gonna apologize. I'm just gonna apologize to you.
I'm sorry. So sorry.
That's all the words of that song. And that's a quote by Brenda Lee. Was that Brenda Lee?
I was going to say by Brawny.
by Manon is what I would say. Not by Brawny. The quicker picker upper.
Cliff, I apologize for getting the.
Hey. I'm sorry.
So sorry. Cliff, we were talking about apologies today.
Because
we have witnessed something that's just downright crazy and appalling. Charles the Contractor.
Yeah.
But why we keep him around here, I don't even know. I guess he's the only contractor in town.
He's contracting, you know, he's got...
Contracting problems.
Whoa.
Speaking the truth.
Burn.
I'm a truth teller.
Kendall is over here burning on Charles the Contractor, who is at this minute, this very time of... twilight hour. I can just see through that crack. You know, Kendall, from our booth in here, we can just see the crack of the door, the window. We can see the sun setting just through that crack.
There's Cliff, I can see so many cracks from where I'm sitting right now.
Kendall, when you talk about America's crack problem. No, but I digress. Charles the Contractor, he's down at Old City Hall because Sheriff Frogblast, he demanded a public apology.
He pissed all over a manger.
Oh my God, you put it so beautifully like that.
Well, Cliff, I'm sorry. I'm gonna say it like it is.
Lord.
Charles the Contractor, the disgusting creature he is.
Oh, help us.
He went and peed on a manger at Christmas time.
You know, and he was in here rehearsing his apology before he left just a few minutes ago. And
City Hall.
He says, you know, it was because he was having, you know, a sleep deprivation problem, and he has, you know, myopia, and he thought that it was like a...
Ugh, what a crock of shit.
So, who knows? We'll see.
He was at the truck stop last night.
He's going to have to apologize for the apology,
is
all I'm saying. But we were so inspired.
I feel like there's a long line of apologies coming.
It is a long line. It's a long line. And like we say to our listeners after every show, sorry about that last one.
Let me just go ahead and say sorry for this one.
I want to do?
It's a great show.
No.
Speaking of our last episode, not our final one, which is 700 or 600 shows in the future.
Yeah. Been a long time for that.
Or we might get picked up for a second 1,000. You don't know.
You don't know.
Hey, we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
By me.
But when I think of the previous 375 shows.
It's going to take you a minute to think through all those.
Think of all of them briefly.
Yeah.
Go through them all in your mind, as we all are. Thinking back to glorious memories. I want to, you know, last week we got terrible news. Our beloved forever friend, frequent guest star Alan, the late frequent guest star Alan, who I guess is what we'll call him now.
If I told you, I couldn't talk about this anymore.
It's hard, too much. But you know, I told you I wanted to do this. And so, I want to, belatedly, you know, afterwards-wise, I want to just...
Afterwards-wise.
I want to dedicate the previous 375 episodes to Alan, to the late frequent guest star Alan.
Cliff, that is beautiful. That is a wonderful gesture.
All of Kendall, they're all for him. The salute to dogs was for him. Clean week 1 and 2 was for him. Mm-hmm. Simple pleasures 1 through 3, all for him.
The coasting with Kendall.
With Kendall was for him. All the others.
Salute to lawyers. Salute to elderly. Salute to everything. Everything was saluted in his honor.
January Awareness Month. March Awareness Month. All of them, the Halloween party shows, the Christmas party shows, they were all for him. All
right, we get it. Every single episode was for him.
The Valentine shows, the Easter parades that we hosted, everything, Kendall, it was all for him.
I feel like we should sing a song now. Danny boy.
No.
What was that one we did about emergency comic relief? That one was for him. The one about barnyard animals, that one was for him.
There's
Salute
been
to whales.
So many episodes.
Breakfast, those times Terry the Temp had to come co-host, they were for him.
Cliff, soon you're going to owe me an apology.
They're all for him. I mean, anyway, I want to apologize to myself for a lot of things.
Oh.
Do you ever apologize to yourself?
You got a little deep there. You went from preaching to meddling, Cliff.
Do you? Sometimes I just think,
let me wipe my eyes clear of the tears that I'm feeling right now.
I think of the me that I used to be that I somehow screwed up even more. And I think, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Cliff. You didn't deserve this.
This turned into a show for our listeners to a therapy session, Cliff. Yeah. I need to apologize to myself right now.
You didn't deserve all
of
this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I let you down so many times. That I've let you gain so much weight and not stopped you.
Over and over.
Over and over.
Over and over again, Kendall. You know,
That's all. I just got to apologize to myself as far as I can go.
Yeah, just stop. Speaking of weight, you know, a lot of our listeners probably like us, morbidly obese, and they have probably made similar New Year's resolutions for the, you know, 20th, 30th year in a row to lose a few pounds or drop a quick 50, as mm-hmm. I'm hoping to do here right quick. You know, and I was watching The View the other day. I don't know if I've mentioned that I watch The View every day.
Once or twice.
I have a mantra. It goes like this. Rosie's on The View, Elvira's on Hulu. Rosie's on The View, Elvira's on Hulu.
We get it.
And when I'm feeling so anxious and all my anxiety medicine's just not working, I still have to sit and rock and say that to myself. But anyway, Dr. Oz, not to be confused with The Wizard of Oz, was on...
Pay attention to the doctor behind the curtain.
Was on The View the other day, and he was giving some health tips for fatties like us.
Oh, see, I can't listen to him. I feel like he's talking down to me all the time.
Well, because he's so tall. He looks really tall, like Alan was in life.
Don't mention Alan. It's too hard.
I love him. I love him. I want to keep him alive. I want to keep his spirit alive. That's how you do it, you know. That's why all of our listeners are like, yeah, frequent guest star Alan. We know him. We remember him because his spirits run through all of our shows, even if he hasn't been on the last 250. All right, but Dr. Oz was there, and he said, here's what he said, and Rosie agreed, and my jaw dropped to the floor when she agreed with this. He said, instead of coffee, throw that shit out. Start your day with hot water and lemon.
Hot water?
It's a cleansing. It's like a mini cleanse.
Why can't I just wake up and take laxatives? Doesn't that clean me out?
Because, Kendall, then you'll be like me. You'll be wearing adult diapers when you're 40. But anyway, so that's a tip you could do, fatties out there, like Cliff and Kendall. Cliff and Kendall's
tip
in the audience. Other one he said to do, which kind of makes me want to throw up, and I don't even want to bring it up. But Rosie says she did this, too, occasionally. In between meals, she will drink vegetable broth.
Oh, it makes her do that.
Oh, God, I feel like I'm about to blorch right here in the studio.
Just give me a cup of vegetable broth.
But because it's all vegetables and it fills you up and makes you
maybe a little whiskey in there.
A little whiskey broth. Put down all those notes about apologizing.
No, Cliff, I want to apologize, damn it.
Put them right down.
Why? We're 8 minutes in. I haven't said a damn thing about apologizing.
Because it's time, Kendall. It's time for a beautiful, fun segment that we just don't do often enough. If you poll our listeners, that's what they say. And it's called What the Food.
What the F*** and Food.
What the Food.
I got a trivia question for you about food.
All right, here. What the F***,
what
Kendall?
The food?
We're
what?
Asking what the food did this say? What the food?
Do you know what biscotti is? Have you had biscotti?
Do you know what biscotti is?
Well, make sure you're familiar with it before I ask you a question about
it. It's a hard thing at the coffee shop.
That's it. Cliff, how many times do you have to bake a biscotti before it is ready?
A lot of people don't know that biscotti is Italian for refried beans, and so you bake it twice.
Just like you bake the beans. Very good.
Mexico.
I apologize for thinking you wouldn't get that.
I'm just kidding. You don't even really bake refried beans twice. You just bake them once. It's a misnomer, Kendall.
Son of a bitch. Dropping truth bombs on us.
Kendall, here's what I'm saying about you to food, and it's a question. Here you go. Kendall, what the food is this? What was the first breakfast cereal ever produced? They sat down, they said, here's the first one we're going to do. It's... First thing was...
Cornflakes.
Oh, no.
Rice beans. I don't know.
No. It was close. You were thinking you're back to basics. Shredded wheat. Shred that wheat.
I should have known.
Shred.
All right,
shred
Cliff.
Your wheat.
We're in Busheltown.
Yeah, I know.
With a...
Don't I know it.
And rye is one of the... Well, it's the biggest...
It's the biggest
cash crop
export
here.
Yeah.
What type of bread is dark and made with rye flour?
Rye bread.
No! Well, Cliff, of course, they make rye bread with rye flour. Fine, sure, I'll give it to you. But it's pumpernickel was the answer I was going for.
Does pumpernickel not make you want to just blow your chunks?
Well, you know, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter has made so many sandwiches with pumpernickel.
I can't
that
do
I've kind of gotten used to it.
No, those gag me. Can't do those. Lover, can't do them. Kendo, what was the number one answer back in 1951 when the U.S. Armed Forces were polled asking what their favorite dessert happened to be?
In what year?
51. It was a famous jumping man from Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But when his number came up, but he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. And he eating dessert, and he did not eat apple pie. No, shut up. He did not eat apple pie. He
you started the song.
I know, and that means I knew where it was going, and you just jumped on. You started going some other way.
I wanted to be part of the show.
You're waiting for the answer, I know.
And
the answer was...
Apple pie.
No, banana cream pie.
Really? In 1951?
Yeah, that was... Think of how exotic that would have been to them. Bananas, just introduced to the colonies.
It's exotic to me right now. I'm thinking of it.
It's exotic. You're thinking of it in like an American pie way, I can see. I can see that look in your
eyes. I can't wait to get that banana cream pie pudding
orange
pie on my face.
His wife is away a lot, and so you don't...
So I turn to food a lot.
You don't want to know his relationship with
me. From which country does Black Forest cake originate?
I believe it's where Susan is right now, deep in the heart of Mother Russia.
Germany.
Yes, Germany and Russia.
No.
They're different things, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so no, you should have said no, not
I
Russia.
I said Germany.
Yeah, so I was waiting for you to say no. I'm thinking Russia, Germany, Germany,
Did
Russia.
You not hear the buzzer?
There's a Soviet Georgia.
Sorry, I imagined a buzzer in my head.
Imagine there's no buzzer. Kendall, what the food? I'm asking you this. What percentage of homemade dinners in the U.S. include vegetables? That most important of tables? The veggies.
12%.
Oh my God. Kendall, how fat do you think America is? A little bit more
Extremely
than that.
Extremely fat.
A little more than that. At least
I'm going off the phone cell.
Carrots in there. Corn cob. 43%.
Oh,
still...
Well,
less than half.
I have a little instilled faith in America.
I gladly stand up
next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Let's eat at a buffet.
But how do you test an egg to see if it's fresh?
How do you test an egg to see if it's boiled? You throw it against
fresh,
the wall.
Not boiled.
Fresh, everybody knows. Kendall, you thump it like a melon.
No!
You put it in front of a light bulb and look and see if you see the chicken outline.
No, you put it in a basin of water. Fresh eggs stay at the bottom, while stale eggs stay at the top.
Kendall, that is so wrong. That is old information. That is what you do when you think an egg is a witch.
No, that's what you do.
All right, Kendall, I've got to take a break.
All right.
From all this terrifying witch egg talk.
I do too. We'll be right back after this.
You've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
No more vinegar and water douches for me. They're such a bother.
Jane, look. Massengill has a new vinegar and water disposable douche. It's convenient.
No artificial anything? Just vinegar and water?
The ingredients many doctors recommend. But this is pre-mixed, pre-measured, sanitary.
No more bother. Look how cleverly it's designed.
Only Massengill has this special design.
The vinegar and water disposable from Massengill. It's specially designed.
Good things come to those who wait. While you're waiting, get ready for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Oh, can I just love to give you a solo every once in a while. Every
once in a while. Once in 350 shows. I got a solo.
Tune back in episode 700, and you'll hear little Kendall unadorned, unaccompanied.
I'm going to remember this day for the rest of my life.
What a beautiful moment for all of us.
That was the best apology you could have ever given me. And we're back to normal.
Oh, Kendall, I want to spring something on you real quick.
Uh-oh.
I want to spring it on you real quick. Oh, God. Mary and Joseph on the back of a camel. Good Lord.
Is everyone okay in here, too? It was just me. I'm sorry. I had to sneeze.
His face off. Do you have a doily he can
wipe with? It just came out of nowhere. Do I have a doily? I have 12 doilies.
Oh, my God. He got a blob on the wall over there. Would you just squeegee that off real quick?
Of course, dear. Here you go, dear. It's a nice doily for you. And you may keep it, dear. It's yours.
Ever since you've gotten the baby, you are just like, let me get that booger off your nose. Nothing phases you anymore.
It just comes naturally to me, dear. I was born for motherhood.
It's wonderful.
And it suits you so well.
It does. I just love it. Where is the baby? Where is she? Where is the baby?
Oh, dear, she's with Mrs. Snodbottom. Dear, she's taking a bottle.
Oh, it's so cute. I walked in on them in the break room the other day. I was going to go heat up a Lean Cuisine pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I had one. I thought I could go for another. And they were both just asleep, sitting in there in the chair. He giving the bottle, and she had fallen asleep while she was drinking, and he had fallen asleep giving it to her. And
dear,
it was just adorable.
It was a beautiful sight, dear, but the smell was terrible.
both of them. Full diapers. Both of them full diapers.
Oh, that was his Christmas present.
It was, and unfortunately, I think he's run through them all already.
No, of course he
Being did. A father does that to the bowels. Well, Mrs. Butter Butter Bertram, we want to thank you for dropping in.
Well, yes, dear, I just wanted to come by and help you, dear, but the toodaloo, dear, I'm going to let you back to your show.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
What a pleasant surprise.
That was so wonderful.
What were we saying?
We were,
I was springing something on you.
Yeah, sorry, and I had a big sneeze.
Get this! I had this idea, and I was talking to Mr. Snodbottom about it. He said, just tell Kendall on the air. He was like heating up a bottle and wiping a diaper.
He loves
and stuff.
Throw stuff at me on the air.
Yeah, he was real busy, so he was all for it. And I thought, you know, Halloween season is a long time off. Christmas season is over.
Yep. August is way around the corner.
Distant future. But what season? It's Oscar season. It's Oscar season. And what I thought we could do is we could have a short recurring segment during Oscar season called Cliff and Kendall's Oscar Minute. And we could just discuss a little bit of Oscar news during Oscar season. What do you think? Because you know the life's blood of entertainment in Hollywood is flowing through this show.
Cliff, I think that all of our listeners are thinking, I need somebody to talk about the Oscars.
And they're
thinking,
better?
Who better?
Who better?
Deal, Cliff.
All right.
Deal.
Well, let's take just a quick minute here from the rest of the show. Just burn all that apology stuff.
We're doing it right now.
Just burn that shit. And let's just go. This is Cliff and Kendall's Oscar Minute.
Well, and the winner is Marvelous Meryl Streep.
The Oscar goes to Eminem.
And the Oscar goes to
Driving Miss Daisy.
Show me the money!
I don't want to hear that. That is so boring.
Show me the money!
No, it's the most overused catchphrase since Where's the Beef?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Okay.
All right. You know, I got to tell you about the Oscars. Now, we got to admit, Charles, down the town square, City Hall steps, he's apologizing, and it's the eve before the Oscar nominations come out. Mm-hmm. So we don't know. When this show airs in our wonderful time slot at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning, and when it comes out online and in your ear, you, the listener, you will know who the nominees are. So I thought we could say who we wanted to be nominated, who we thought deserved it, and the listeners will know. They'll have the fun of knowing whether our hopes were dashed and stomped on or whether our dreams came true.
All right.
So do you have any Oscar projections? Do you have anything that you think, God damn it, this time they gotta win?
Well, I haven't seen all of them yet.
Haven't seen them
all. I'm a little behind.
No one's ever mentioned Kendall and a little behind in the same sentence before ever.
God damn it, Cliff, let me tell about my Oscar predictions. I think that, even though I haven't seen it, I've heard so much about Birdman that I really think it. Not only it's something I would love because it's about Michael Keaton and kind of his alter ego.
Yeah, it is really
so
good.
And I know you've seen it, but I'm really excited to see that. So I feel like maybe, at least maybe Best Actor would go to him.
Oh, I think he'll win. I think he'll be nominated.
Yeah.
And my hopes, of course, my hope is that Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be. Come on. Come on. He's got to be.
I haven't seen that movie either.
Come on.
Come on.
He's got to be nominated for that. If he's not, listeners, oh, God, you know. You know, I'm holed up in my apartment above the fish hatchery, just curl up into a ball, watching Jarhead over and over and over again. Okay? Because he so deserves it. He's got to get it. And I also want, I have not seen Foxcatcher, but I want Steve Carell. Everybody says maybe he'll be nominated. I want him to be nominated.
You think he'll be nominated for an Oscar?
People say he really might. People say it's a real I haven't seen it either, but I love him so much. Right. And he was fucking Rob, talking about Rob, from Never Women winning an Emmy for The Office.
Well, he was.
So, yeah. Give him a damn Oscar and rub that in Andy's face. I think that'd be great.
It helps.
That's good. Is that enough Oscars for this week?
That's an Oscar minute, I think, to me.
Kendall is so psyched about this surprise segment.
And that ends. My mind is blown.
And the Oscar segment.
Can't even begin to just express.
Is
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oscar update. Cliff is heartbroken that Jake Gyllenhaal was brutally snubbed for his incredible performance in Nightcrawler. Cliff is now committed to boycotting the Oscars and doesn't give two shits who wins these fake-ass awards. He's calling for an end to the war on drugs, and is calling for a war on the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. End of update.
I'm so excited.
And I've tried to hide it. Cliff,
Kendall, hide it.
Stuff the kid thing.
Stuff it, Kendall, you too excited.
They keep texting me over and over and over again.
It's like I'm trapped in a phone booth with 25 Richard Simmonses over here.
Well, Cliff,
Kendall's
I'm
so excited.
I'm excited. I can't help it.
He's so excited.
And my excitement just went through the roof, Cliff.
That was a grave opening downtown. That was possibly the crowd's reactions to Charles's apology downtown. What are they saying?
Well, Cliff, I'll tell you, they have been texting me nonstop.
Kendall, your phone's been blowing up.
I can't afford.
Can't afford.
I've been in Busheltown too long. I can't afford
listeners
the texting
know.
Rates.
Listeners know we have gone full-blown hee-haw.
Mm-hmm.
We are...
We're in a corn patch right now.
We're in a corn patch.
A cornfield.
We're Beulah the cow and Bessie the ass. And it's just, it's disgusting. The only character, oh my God. I just watched American Horror Story Coven.
Oh, I haven't watched that one.
I like it. It's good.
I'm about to watch that one.
It's fun. It's good. I like it. It's not as good as Asylum, but it is very good. I enjoyed it a lot. Great actresses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Gabourey Sidibe from Precious is the only person I can identify with.
Is she in it?
Yeah, she's in it the whole time. And at one point, my other lover, Kathy Bates, so much, who's nowhere near as big as we are or as big as Gabourey Sidibe is.
But, put the two of them together and you've reached one of us.
But she asks her, she said, I just don't know why. I just can't tell why you're so enormous. And I thought, oh my God, that's what everybody's thinking when they see me. They just can't see why. But that's what Kathy Bates was saying. What are the kids saying?
But the kids are saying 3 minute passion.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know where I'm going with this.
That's how many minutes of passion you and Susan have had in the last 11 years of your marriage.
Ouch.
Oh, ouch.
Stop going from preaching to meddling.
To roasting. Cliff. Boom. Roasted.
Cliff, I'll tell you what a 3 minute passion is. It's a Chinese saying which refers to a person having a limited passion or a passion that doesn't last long towards something or someone that he or she liked, loved, or had a passion about. You could often say that we have a 3 minute passion on weight loss. It's gone out of fashion.
Then we return to our lifelong love.
It has nothing to do with my sex life and my marriage. Which at least is up to 4 or 5 minutes.
Speaking of a little behind.
Oh.
What are they saying, Kendall? They're saying sorry. They're saying...
I'm saying that too.
They're saying,
I've been trying for 24 minutes to say sorry.
Sorry! I think they're ringing the bell like they're playing it in their Thelma Harbor. Sorry, that's just a word the kids are saying. That's commonly used to make a yelling person shut the fuck up. Sorry, I'm sorry, okay?
Now I realize why you say that to me all the time.
That's why. Listen,
sorry, Kendall.
And if Charles actually utters a sorry down there on the steps, that'll be why. Because they've started to light the torches.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Cliff, have you ever had a mattress worship?
I've definitely done some worshiping on a mattress.
Well, Cliff, it refers to the decision
of the Lord
to stay in bed when you were too tired to get up and go to church.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bottom doesn't go to church. He prefers mattress worship.
Bottom? Is this Bottom like from Midsummer Night's Dream?
No, I kept this because it was
Bottom.
Because it's exactly what the kids are saying.
Hey.
And I thought it was just too funny to pass up. Bottom, not going to church?
Yeah. I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's great, Kendall. I love it. Kendall, the kids are saying shirt mask.
What's the shirt mask?
Shirt mask. It's the part of your shirt just below the chin that you lift up and hold over your nose to filter out foul odors. You know, you use it when you're in filthy bathrooms, passing near someone who's just had a bowel attack.
Ooh.
Walking.
Every day I come into the studio.
When you walk within, 100 yards of Charles the Contractor. Just stuff like that. After a fart or a chemical attack. Yeah, just like that.
Yep.
He's doing it.
I demonstrated it for the
listeners. We put on a full service show, just nobody sees it. Mr. Snodbottom, if he were away.
He's not paying attention. He's got the baby.
He's dozing.
And he's asleep.
let's admit he'll never pay attention again because the amount of time he usually spends asleep is now added to the time that he's holding the baby.
That's why the show's going awry, because he just doesn't even pay attention
it's
anymore.
Gone awry. We've gone awry ever since we went to Bush.
We went awry.
Yeah.
Get it?
Got it. I got it. I don't know if the listeners.
Have you ever used a redneck teleprompter?
Maybe. I don't know. What is it?
Well, it's when you write all your notes on your hand.
Oh, of course.
To remind you what to say during a speech or an interview. Sarah Palin glanced at her redneck teleprompter during her interview at the Tea Party Conference in Nashville.
Oh, my Lord. If anybody's more pathetic than us, it's her.
I hope she's 12 times as pathetic as we are.
She's 12 times as skinnier than we are.
Well.
Unfortunately.
We can't see Rush from my house either.
She's got that on us. Moscow.
We're standing in front of her.
Yeah. Kendall, the kids are saying they're just got one more thing that they're saying over here. They're whispering it low in my ear. And it is flopaholic.
No, and that has something to do with me.
Oh, it has a lot to do with you, Kendall, and your career choices. I'm just kidding. it's called being addicted to wearing flip-flops.
Well, I do love a good flip-flop
you
in the summer.
You love a good flip. You,
not really a career choice, but I...
No, Ken, I'm kidding. You've made wonderful career choices, except for you're not rich enough to support me. It's my only criticism.
Well...
Only one.
I've
that's all. That's
just
it.
Just a little short.
That's it. That's all I'm asking is for you to support me for until I die.
I can never support that kind of weight.
There are, metallic structures that can't do that work. Kendall, that's called a flopaholic, and that's all the kids are texting and saying and tweeting
God.
And Instagramming and subwoofing and they're IMing it and they're kicking it to one another and all those things.
I'm just going to apologize to the listeners for having to listen to that.
Yeah, they are Skyping it. They're doing a little, one of those little Snapchatting it. So that's what they're doing, all that.
You know, that is one app program I've never understood. I know I'm old.
Snapchat?
I'm like, I don't understand Snapchat.
Let me show it to you.
Do you have it?
I do, and it's only because there's models on it, and they can be followed. It's hard to do. It's very hard. This comes up. It's deals. You have to hold down a lot of stuff. You have to hold that down.
I'm too busy eating then, food to hold things down.
See, you have to like hold him down, his name down, and then you can click through. That's what he ate for breakfast.
Why
there.
Do you have to hold it down?
I don't know. And then there he is. He's kind of a narcissist. He just takes pictures all the time. But if I look like that, wouldn't we too?
He looks like Tyler.
He does look just like Tyler. But here, see, he's going to be cast for
at a
model
casting.
Session. Look, I'm a model. I'm having burger with foie gras because I'm a model.
Now he's saying I'm a model. Oh, my God, I'm a model.
It's over and over. This is Snapchat, everybody.
God, shit, I'm a f***ing model.
Yeah. So that's Snapchat. This is 2015. It's 2015 that we're living in.
Cliff. Oh, and Cliff, it's just so sad.
It's so sad.
It's sad that we're living in 2015 and we don't have flying cars and we don't have power laced shoes or any
damn
of that
it.
Shit.
Damn it. But we do look just as bad as the adult Marty McFly. We've made just as many terrible life decisions.
I have
decisions.
Went past him. I look like Biff.
Like Biff.
In 2015, the old Biff, Grandpa Biff.
I look like Dom DeLuise in 1992. Kendall, oh, I have a quote.
I was hoping you did.
I was hoping you had a quote for me, buddy. Here it is. I'm the wisest man alive, for I know one thing, and that is that I know nothing. And Kendall, that sounds like something you would say, but it was actually said.
It was a perfect quote from Cliff.
By Plato.
Oh. Cliff, right actions in the future are the best apologies for bad actions in the past. And that was Tryon Edwards.
Hallelujah.
Amen to that one.
Amen.
Amen.
If our listeners love our show, go to cliffandkendall.com or slash cliffandkendall. No, let me start again. If our listeners love our show, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT. Go to iTunes, search Cliff and Kendall, and follow us on Twitter. Twitter, Cliff and Kendall.
Are you done? I'll take me home. You're just saying stuff now. Take me home.
Twitter, Facebook, social media.
Yeah. Find us on social media.
We're everywhere.
We're Cliff and Kendall. I'm Cliff.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.